with Q106 News, I'm Barry Wright. A Corbeil is facing multiple charges following a recent hit-and-run crash in Corbeil. Corbeil police responded to the 200 block of East Cherry Street regarding the crash that happened around 11 a.m. last Tuesday. Then on Friday, police saw a vehicle matching the description of a vehicle involved in the hit-and-run. Police stopped it on East Main Street and North Main Cross and matched the damage to the vehicle to the incident. After investigating, 66-year-old Kevin F. Brown was arrested for leaving the scene of an accident, possession of cannabis in a motor vehicle, and cited twice for no insurance. He was taken to the White County Jail, where he was released on a notice to appear in White County Court on May 27th. A Metropolis man was arrested Saturday and charged with aggravated domestic battery for allegedly pushing a pregnant woman down, injuring her foot when it caught between the door and door frame as she was trying to flee an apartment in the 600 block of Market Street. Metropolis police say 23-year-old Christian L. Dumas refused to let her leave and pushed her several times while she was holding a child. Dumas was lodged in the Massac County Detention Center. The U.S. Army Corps of Engineers Red Lake Project will temporarily close public access to Dam West Boat Ramp and Recreation Area from sunrise to 3 p.m. Thursday and Friday for the Red Lake Get Outdoors event. This annual event celebrates outdoor education for 3rd and 6th grade students across southern Illinois. This event is not open to the public. There will be significant pedestrian and bus traffic near the Red Lake Visitor Center and Dam West Recreation Area both days. Visitors traveling along Rin City Road should proceed with caution. The village of Door City has received funding from the Illinois EPA's Public Water Supply State Revolving Loan Fund for Phase 4 of its water main replacement project. The fund receives a portion of its money from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. North City will receive over $955,000, which will be repaid over 30 years. Over $678,000 of the loan amount will be forgiven by the state of Illinois pursuant to principal forgiveness provisions contained in the loan rules. Plans call for replacing existing old and undersized water mains, including appurtenances, existing 12-inch diameter raw water main, and manual red water meters with new radio red water meters in the village's service area. The project will replace the aforementioned aging and failing water system components to improve the infrastructure. You can find more news at Q1063.com. I'm Barry Wright. Have a good afternoon.